Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phils, by the way, play their third and final game against the Marlins tonight. It is an earlier start, a 6:05 start. So we will have leading off for you right around 5:10, 5:15, something like that. Joining us in moments will be Mike Mayock. If you missed it, we did have Dave Dombrowski on the show at 3 o'clock. You can scroll back in the free Odyssey app using the Rewind feature or subscribe to the Afternoon Show podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Joining us now, you can hear him on the Believe in Eagles podcast with Lee Mayock. That is the great Mike Mayock. Mike, good to join. Good. Thank you for joining us.
Sure, man. Let's go Phillies, right?
Yes. Yes, let's go Phillies.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
Blessed to have, what, two good teams at the same time? What? This is not the Philadelphia I grew up in, Mike.
Well, I mean, you can be a little negative, you know.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
The Sixers still exist?
Yes. They sure do.
It's fun to watch. You know what's interesting is John Middleton, the owner of the team, when I was a sophomore in high school, he was a starting guard on our football team. And,
wow.
And he was just this little scrappy, tough dude who was actually a much better wrestler. He was a great high school wrestler. And I haven't talked to him in years, but I just wish him the best.
John Middleton was a guard on the football team?
Dude, he weighed about 162. And what made it even worse was he started cutting weight at the end of season to get ready for wrestling.
Wow.
Man, I remember I went to Episcopal. I remember the wrestling kids and the cutting weight. That was I hope they don't do it that way anymore, because it seemed pretty dangerous the way that those guys would cut weight. Wrestlers are something else, man.
Yeah, and selfishly, my entire offensive line lost weight at the end of the year every year, and we're getting ready to play Malvern or somebody good, and I'm like, this is just, you know, these guys are wasting away to get ready to drop 20 pounds to wrestle.
So, Mike, we've been sort of asking this very simply to all of the experts we have, and you as somebody who came on the show last week and said to give the offense time. You know, very much, if you want to put Tale of Two Halves in the dictionary and put a football game in there for it, it was that for the Eagles on Sunday. So when you go back and you watch the game, what was the difference between their success in the first half and their success in the second half?
So, you know, watching the tape was intriguing as always. And basically, three of the first seven pass calls in the first half, three of the first seven pass calls, there were two receivers in the exact same area, which means one of them ran the wrong route and is inexcusable, given that in most NFL games, if that happens once, it's too much. But three of the first seven pass calls. And then on the ninth pass call, the center snapped the ball when the entire offensive line was standing up, calling out their pass protections. And they weren't ready to go. Nobody was in a stance. Nobody was ready to go. And the quarterback got lit up. So I look at four of the first nine passes that were called. By the way, there were a total of 12 called. He was 4 for 8 for 17 yards, which we all know is abysmal. But my point would be to start with, four of the first nine had no chance for any quarterback ever born. Okay? So I look at that and say, that's an execution problem. It's not a play calling problem. It's not a quarterback problem. It was poor execution. When Lane Johnson went down and 79 came in, there was another problem that compounded that. Okay? Now we get into the second half, and the first series of the second half is the sack fumble, and that, not coincidentally, was the last play for 79, Matt Pryor. Mm-hmm. Okay? Busted assignment. Quarterback gets lit up. Ball gets fumbled. It's another touchdown. It's what was the score? 26-7 or whatever at that point.
Yep.
And what's kind of interesting, Spike, is that I'm sitting there watching the game on television and I take notes. And when it got to that point, I wrote in big letters, could be best thing that happens to this offense, question mark. And they had, in my mind, it's like a completely different mindset. The offensive coordinator's got to be aggressive and the quarterback's got to be aggressive, even if guys are covered. It's time to push the ball down the field. You got no choice. So they come out and throw a sluggo, a slant and go to AJ. He's covered, but it's a beautiful throw and an even better catch. And the play after that, they throw the tight end seam against cover two, 33-yard touchdown, bang. They're back in this game, and all of a sudden everything changed, didn't it? I mean, it was amazing because the next touchdown drive, they throw it to AJ Brown in the corner of the end zone, and he boxed out that corner like he was Moses Malone, and they didn't call it, which was awesome. And you could just see A.J. Brown puffing up, like, keep feeding me, right? And, and the quarterback's trusting him. And they get to the final scoring drive, 3rd and 10, plus 26, A.J. Brown. 3rd and 10, plus 23, A.J. Brown. Both of those he was covered. But the quarterback trusted him enough to throw it to him. He came back, out-muscled the guy. This is a big body, strong-handed guy, and Jalen's got to feed him, okay? Even when he's covered, he's got to feed him. And the kid made plays, made catches, made people miss, and it gets down there, and Devontae Smith scores the touchdown. They win a football game, and they were forced to be aggressive. Big body throws to number 11. Devontae Smith was open. And when you ask me, you know, how did the quarterback play, I thought there was one play in the first half. I think it was the second play that was called. Had he hung in the pocket and been patient, the dig came open late, but he had already left the pocket. And in the second half, candidly, I thought there were four or five different plays where he could have either gotten out quicker or hung in there longer, depending on what the defense was. So he could have been a little bit better. But the bottom line is, they did what you guys wanted and what I wanted, which is they gave their playmakers opportunities to make plays, and they only did it because they had to.
Yeah, that's what's going to be interesting about this week, Mike, coming up is how do they approach this game? Do they approach this game with at least – and I'm not saying they need to come out and throw the ball the first 10 plays of the game. You got Saquon back there. You're going to give him his opportunities to touch the ball. And you want to always keep down and distance manageable. So you're not just going to abort the running game. But this isn't just from a play-calling standpoint. I'm also speaking about Jalen. When those opportunities are there, I'm hoping that they can build off from a confidence standpoint what they saw Sunday – going into this next Sunday and moving forward, that those opportunities are there. You just got to give those guys a chance to make plays.
Yeah, and I think the Eagles game this week is the most intriguing game on the calendar for that reason, Ike. I mean, the bottom line is, can you take what you did last week and build on it? And to be honest with you, if you're looking at Tampa Bay, and I just watched some of their tape, and you know, they're really stout against the run. That number 50 is a monster in the middle, Vita Vea.
Vita Vea, yeah.
Don't care how old he gets, he's a monster. I don't think the Eagles' offensive line is playing at the level we've seen it play at, and I think they'll get it right because I trust the coach, and some of it's about personnel, and Lane Johnson was out, and you know, Fred Johnson came in and stabilized things, but he wasn't Lane Johnson, trust me. So some of it's about the offensive line. But at the end of the day, if I think they ought to come out and attack Tampa Bay in the air, okay? Tampa's stout against the run. They're like sixth or seventh in the league. They give up a lot of yards in the pass. I don't think they can hang with the Eagles wideouts. You know, Jamel Dean is a pretty solid player, and McCollum's okay. But really, where they cause problems are with their blitz scheme. And Todd Bowles blitzes as much, if not more, than anybody in the league. And here's my concern is it's hard to block complicated blitz schemes, especially when they're lining 7 and 8 up across the front. And you got to guess which 5 are coming, and they're coming from all 3 levels. And the Eagles have not done well with that this year so far. Okay? So I get nervous about that, but I also believe that their wideouts can win. I hope they won. They learned the lesson. I would love to see them come out throwing the ball down the field, trusting number 11 to make plays. I thought Greg Olsen, the commentator, did a great job last week talking about as the Eagles threw the ball in the second half, you could see more space open up for the run game.
Yeah,
and that's true. It works both ways. You can throw, you can run to set up the pass, and you can pass to set up the run. And at the end of the day, I remember talking to Bill Cowher years ago when he had Roethlisberger, and they always were in the top of the league and running the football. And he said, Mike, I want to throw it early. I want to throw it early and often. I want to get the lead. I want my defense then to come after their quarterback, and I want to run the hell out of the football in the second half. And to me, that's kind of the big game plan to beat Tampa Bay, is come out throwing the football, get some points on the board, get some confidence going offensively, and then as they're forced to back off a little bit, after you heated them up, then you get a big dose of 26. And I kind of like that plan.
Mike, it seems like from the coaches to the quarterback too, I think us as a fan base have gotten into this mode where the only way that you can prevent turnovers is by not throwing the ball hardly at all. And it just doesn't seem to add up when you look at, you know, we were going through Jalen's year in 2022, and I think he had 6 interceptions or however many it was, 6, which is the same as he had last year. He didn't have a game where he threw the ball less than 27 times. And throwing the ball a little bit more does not necessarily mean that you're going to turn the ball over. You know, you get 20 interceptions that year. There is a balance, and it seems like for one reason or another, maybe it's just because of the success that Saquon had last year, that they sort of lost the idea of the balance of risk to a certain extent.
And what I was trying to say to you a little bit last week is that every team's different every year. And even though the identity of the Eagles a year ago that took them to a Super Bowl was Saquon Barkley running the football first and foremost, and it truly was that team's identity. I told you last week, I don't know what this team's identity is yet. And, you know, to me, balance is critical. I mean, that's what Tampa Bay is good at offensively, to be honest with you. They got really good balance and a really good quarterback. But to your point, yeah. It's not always about throwing it more. It's about being efficient with when you throw it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're throwing everything within a 10-yard radius of the line of scrimmage, you're effectively turning the whole field into a red zone. Okay?
Yep.
And as a former defensive back, I know that feeling. When you get a really conservative offense and they can't put – it's usually with a team that doesn't have wideouts that can run. But – now, it was kind of fun watching in the second half as the Rams had to back off a little bit, play 2 high safeties, play more conservative back there. It was a different game plan for them in the second half, and that's because they were able to push the ball vertically down the field. And I'm telling you, some of the throws he made to A.J. were beautiful because he was really covered.
Yep.
And A.J. made him look good. And 8, because he trusted him. You know, he protected his quarterback, in other words.
Well, and there is something, too. When you're down 20 points, you can't worry about turning the ball over. You just have to worry about scoring points. And I think whatever apprehension maybe they had about doing that, they had to throw caution to the wind to get back in the football game. And to your point, hopefully they discovered something, and they're able to do some of that this week. Before we let you go, the defense, you know, the Rams moved the ball really, really well. They ran the ball really, really well. Vic Fangio has blitzed a lot, which has not been his MO since he's been here because they haven't been able to get pressure on the quarterback. You know, Vic Fangio's a great defensive coordinator. You have to wonder if they're limited from a personnel standpoint on the defense to be able to be, you know, the defense we saw last year. What are you seeing from the defense so far?
A lot of yards, not as many points. The kind of the hallmark of an efficient defense. One for four in the red zone, which is probably why they won the game even more than the Eagles' pass game, is that the Rams were one for four. That red zone tape was fun to watch, to be honest with you. I mean, Blankenship came up with a play on 17. What's his face? What's that?
Devontae Adams.
Yeah, they got a great matchup, one on one, ran a double move in the end zone on third down, and Blankenship raked it out. The red zone defense saved them. I think that rookie linebacker, as good as he is still developing. Same with 24 Makuba, you know, as far as run fits are concerned. I think there's some concerns injury wise this week, and hopefully they're getting their guys back. I heard Baum and Campbell were out there today. We could be seeing Keely Ringo at some point, right? Adoree Jackson did not practice yesterday. The other kid got put on IR. And then Nolan Smith is gone. And Nolan Smith was becoming a good run defender. So thank goodness that Darius Smith was signed. We'll probably see a little more Josh Uche. Tampa, to your point, they're balanced. And that's the hardest thing. And their run game's downhill. It's really physical. When they play three defensive linemen, Spike, when they get 90, 98, and typically a Jomo in there with them, they're hard to move. It'll be interesting to see how much they're in that set.
So what do you think happens on Sunday? Eagles going to win this? Or, you know, Tampa's got our number, man. They've got our number. What do you think?
Yeah, Tampa has had the number. You know, I still think the Eagles have a better team. I think a big thing for Tampa is if they get Tristan Wirfs back, their left tackle, then they can kick the left tackle back to center, Graham Barton, where he belongs, and they get better at both places. If they get Wirfs back, this game's going to, I think, be a tough game. So I like the Eagles in a close game. But, again, like Ike said, it all comes down to me. I can't wait to see if they're aggressive pushing the ball down the field.
All right, Mike, thank you as always. We will talk to you 4
yes,
o'clock the very same day on Thursday. Thanks as always, Mike.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Thanks.
There he is, Mike Mayock. You can get more of Mike with the Believe in Eagles podcast, 215-592-9494. What?
What about Mayo?
What?
Yeah. Aggressive. Throw the ball.
Yeah, throw the ball.
Throw the ball.
Throw the ball.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Like Ike said.
Yes, like Ike said. He's the only one that said it. Not
yep.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
And if you disagree with it, I said it.
Yep.
That wasn't a Mayock comment. That was other people comment. Now, we have a new sort of feature on the show, a new regular caller, and that is Fake Stats Connor.
Oh, yeah. Now, Hey, y'all.
Now, Connor is a stats guy, is a better, is a a prop guy. You know, cost me 20.
Gambler.
It cost me $20 last week, Fake Stats Connor, with your.
Cost everybody in the Delaware Valley $20. Yeah.
Well, to be clear, FanDuel did not open it up, so that's why I'm not giving out defense anymore. And I didn't make Jack the money, right?
No, he did. We were on Dalton Kincaid and James Cook. And
wait, you were getting private picks?
I got private texts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We broke the scandal.
Yes.
It is a bit of a scandal, and that's why I'm giving out touchdowns today.
Okay.
To make up for it. I like Trey McBride tonight at plus 180, but the really spicy one I like for this weekend is Baker Mayfield. He should just not be plus 700 against us. We know he's a scrambler. He scored literally the last time he played us. He's scrambling even more this year. I think you guys didn't mention he's actually had a slight biceps injury. So I think if he's out there, he's going to be scrambling even more. So for plus 700, it's purely an odds play. And I played it for half a unit. I love that for this weekend. So,
okay. So you like Baker Mayfield to score a touchdown and you, and tonight you like Trey McBride
to score a touchdown. I do like versus the zone defenses that Seattle runs, which they run a lot of cover 3 and 4. I also like his receptions tonight at 6.5. You can get that at even money. So he's actually beat them for that, covered his line 7 and 12 receptions the last two times he's played the Seattle defense. So he's really primed for a prime matchup. I'm actually surprised it's plus money for the receptions, but I like receptions and touchdown for tonight. Yeah, for sure.
You know what that smells for me?
What?
I'm taking two touchdowns.
Oh, that's...
Come on, man. That's what we do.
Okay, all right. So now that I have you, Fake Stats Connor, can I have you talk to Ike and Jack about they will only bet if they're getting... Like plus 300, plus 400.
There you go. Plus 500.
Yeah,
no, I can't get out of bed for plus 180.
I can't get these guys are this long shot city
you gotta
over.
Cover your bets, man. You got to cover. So what I did, and it kills me that I can't give out defense because literally, of course, the bet that I give out to Spike, the guy I've been listening to for 7 years, the first bet he takes, he loses. The next bet I take, I crush with Fred Warner at minus 145.
Minus 145.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Yeah, they won't bet
I
minus 145.
I know, but it covered my bets. It covered my entire
it's not about making money. It's about having fun.
It should be about making sure you don't lose all of your money.
Well, Connor,
that's why I talk about unit size and everything.
Connor,
I didn't know size mattered.
Yeah, yep. Unit size. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, for a couple of us here, that's bad news. that loss.
I almost got a 10-incher.
Losing that bet, I can't pay my mortgage this month, Connor.
Oh, yeah, that's the 2020 call. They want their joke back. But every gambler has been making that joke since gambling has been legal.
Wow.
Around.
Wow. Wow. Chesty fixed that, Connor.
Every single time. I saw the YouTube comments in the next day, and they're like, well, he probably should have just taken. I did take the wrong linebacker. I had the right game script. I took the wrong linebacker. He dodged the whole time. So I called the game script. Time of possession was in there, and I gave Kincaid out to big old Jackie.
Wow! All right. Once again, your plays are Trey McBride for a touchdown tonight. Trey McBride plus 6.5 receptions. You had
6.5 receptions. I like receptions. I apologize if you heard that. Receptions tonight at plus money. I like Baker Mayfield plus 700. And if I can squeeze one last one, Saquon receiving yards this year. Every starting running back versus Bucks this year, I've covered their receiving yard lines, and I think he's primed for it. And he's also covered the last two years versus them.
Okay. All right, fake stats, so, Connor.
Like it.
Great work. There he is. Yeah. Fake stats, Connor. 0-for-1 officially, even though he gave Jack a winner privately. They don't count unless they're on the air, right?
Well, of course not.
Yes.
No,
okay.
I totally agree.
All right. All right. 215-592-9494. A little Phil's close up with the Marlins tonight. Get a little high hopes, Jackie Baseball Report next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Been a loaded show today. If you missed it, Dave Dombrowski joined us at 3, Sheil Kapadia at 4, Sheil Kapadia at 3:30, Mike Mayock at 4. If you miss anything at any point in the show ever, you can go back using the free Odyssey app, the rewind function, or you can just subscribe to the podcast, WIP Afternoon Show, wherever you get your podcasts. The Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. What should the Eagles' identity be on offense for the rest of the season? Run first or pass first? 54.9% say run first. Mayock, you like that? Mayock wants him to air it out at the beginning of the game there.
Yeah.
I would love to see that. He's right. It is a compelling matchup. If the Bucs are really good against the run, then you think, okay, we should start off and pass it. But then you realize you got Todd Bowles over there blitzing the hell out of us, you know? Pretty compelling first quarter of a football game that's going to be on Sunday.
Yeah, I think they will prepare to try to counter some of the stuff that Todd Bowles is going to throw at them, through the air, I mean. And if it's not successful, they clam up.
Yes. Yeah, they're probably not going to give it a big chance.
No.
Yeah.
No, they're going to need to hit early unless they go down.
Right.
You know what I mean? But and that's where playing against this team, see, this is why it's this sort of philosophy, in my opinion, is tricky to navigate week in and week out. Because now you're going to play a team that may not be able to score as frequently.
Tampa.
Tampa. So you give a false sense of security that you don't need to be aggressive scoring.
All we need to do is not turn the ball over.
Exactly.
They can't score. But then you put yourself in a situation.
You keep them in the game, Spike.
Yes.
Why let them hang around?
Yes.
And you're in their building. So you let home teams hang around. Guess what happens? We say this all the time. When you kick field goals and score instead of scoring touchdowns, all you're doing is letting the team hang around. The Rams found that out last week.
Yep. And
let
as
the team hang around, they steal the game at the end.
And as you've mentioned, I think Baldy, you know, we asked Baldy who was going to win the game. He said whoever has the ball last.
Right.
One of the things that feeds into that is there's a lot of good quarterbacks that Eagles are going against this year. And they're going against a guy this week who has the Bucs have won on the final drive every game so far this week. So you don't want to put yourself in a situation where they have a chance to win the game at the end of the game, right?
Yep.
Go up 2 touchdowns. Go up 2 touchdowns. All right. Even though Jack wants them to be conservative.
Yeah. Win the game.
Yeah, win the game.
Just win the game.
Let's
take that for an offensive strategy.
Yeah. They should run when they can run and pass when they can pass.
That's right.
Let's get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
By the way, Jack.
Yeah.
Did you know where we're going to be next Friday?
Of course I know where we're going to be next Friday.
Red October Rally at Stateside Live. You might be saying, what the heck is Stateside Live?
Yeah.
It is what Xfinity Live used to be. It's that same building. It's called Stateside Live there. The midday show is going to be there. We're going to be there getting everybody ready for Phillies playoff action. So that is next Friday.
Special guests all throughout.
All throughout. Jack's working on stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not working on anything.
Per usual.
Jack's working on stuff. That is Friday, not this coming Friday, next Friday at Stateside Live. Again, what is Stateside Live? It used to be Xfinity Live. Now it is Stateside Live. Don't go to the Stateside Bar in Fishtown.
No.
That's
no.
Not what Stateside Live in
but
South
also
Philly.
A good hangout if you want to.
Well, it's a great hang. I'm just saying next Friday if you're looking for us, you want to be at Stateside Live.
And listen, we're about a week and a half away from the playoffs. It's a perfect time to get a good read on the franchise and order your copy of Ring the Bell before the postseason. Ringthebellbook.com.
I thought we were done this.
I forgot about it, honestly.
Okay. All right.
So, still feeding my kids water sandwiches.
All
you
right.
Want to send Walker and Sonny to school one day, buy the book.
Okay. All right.
You still got copies of that?
I do have copies of it. Okay. Yeah. Oh, we're moving books. It's good.
What?
We're moving books.
I want you to cut that.
Nope. Yes. Come on. Come on, cut it. Just one.
That'd be great, Rotel.
Oh, now it's on you.
We're all having fun.
Exactly, yes. Bring that back, man.
All right, so divert the attention. So
I need my own drop board.
Exactly. You do. Well, yeah. Last time that happened, whatever. So we talked about Rob Thomson. He would let Kyle Schwarber go for the record this weekend. Yep. Kyle Schwarber also talked about it last night. Here's what he had to say.
If it gets to a point this weekend where you guys have clinched everything you can clinch, and Rob comes in and said, do you want to chase the record or have a day off? Like, which way would you lean on that?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, that it's, you know, everything that we got to do is in front of us. It's, you know, and it's about finishing healthy. And, but you also have to field a lineup too. So I'm also kind of at the bottom of the totem pole there where, you know, I don't play the field much. So, I'm always going to be ready to play a game. And like I've always said, if it happens, great. If it doesn't, great. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about getting all of our guys through the end of 162 and then everyone being ready to be healthy and push towards what we need to go to.
Just play. I mean, come on. Get the rep. He's a DH. He's playing 10 minutes.
The question is phrased, too. Yeah. I mean, chase the home run record, yeah, versus resting when you got everything locked. It made it seem as if it would be a selfish act.
Yeah, I would have expected him to play generally anyway.
Yes.
Maybe he would have taken off one of the games, but baseball players play. They don't have a whole set of backups to play.
Yeah.
And I think he made that point there. He's at the bottom of the totem pole there because he doesn't play the field.
Yep.
They give, when they want to give a guy a day off, sometimes they just make him DH. That's what sometimes when they want to give JT, you know, some rest or Bryce some rest, they let him DH. That's what that is.
Yeah.
He can take four at bats this weekend. Come on. Yeah. I'm glad.
Well, and the thing is with him, he can hit two in a game very easily. So.
Yes. Yeah.
Especially with Nick Abel starting on Saturday.
Yeah. So welcome home, Nick.
Leave him in there every game. You called this yesterday.
Yeah, we're going to make a drama film.
You called it, yeah. You called it yesterday.
Yeah, yep.
You did.
Now, the thing that would really suck, if he's going to break it before Sunday.
Yes.
Because Sunday, it's a 1 o'clock game. Eagles play at 1. Oh. It gets completely buried. It doesn't feel like, I mean, it'll still be a moment, but it won't hit the same.
No, it certainly won't hit the same.
No, and I'll be looking at it on my iPad.
I know.
Yeah, yes. I'm going to watch it on the TV, not the iPad.
Yeah.
83 inches.
So, yeah. So, also, well, the way Kyle Schwarber talks, he's going to be a manager one day. He said, like, he has a feel to him. He's going to eventually be the manager here when Thompson's done.
He only needs to play 10 minutes less of baseball per game.
To be a manager.
Yeah. He only plays 10 minutes more of baseball than Rob Thompson does.
Hey, and he's about to get paid $140 million. Not a bad gig.
Not a bad gig at all.
Not a bad gig if you can get it. So, the lineup is out. Good news, Bryce is back in the lineup.
Oh, there he goes.
30 homer chase is back on.
We're acting 30 homers. What's bigger this weekend? Kyle Schwarber breaking the franchise record or Bryce getting a 30?
For me, it's Bryce 30.
I know it is.
We're getting closer and closer to 500. So, and JT is back in the lineup. And I think that this is...
Oh, wow. That was quick.
Yeah. So good
JT.
News.
Yeah.
Good news.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And I think this is really close to what the lineup's going to be when the playoffs start. So Bader will not be leading off, but he's leading off tonight. Mm-hmm. So it'll eventually be Trey. But Bader, Schwarber, Bryce, I think Bohm's going to be in the four hole. I think it's going to be Marsh. And then it's going to be Bader, JT, or JT, Bader. Right there. So tonight it's Bader, Schwarber, Harper, Bohm, Marsh, JT, Kepler, Stott, Edmundo.
So they're not making any real lineup moves in the playoffs. So
no.
We had talked about Schwarber hitting behind Bryce. That's not going to happen.
If things are going south, I just want them to be on top of things. I don't want to just be like, we've gotten this far. We won 95 plus games, won the division. If it's looking dire,
yeah,
make a move.
Yep,
make a move. Walker Buehler on the mound tonight. Why I think that is interesting is, especially from the standpoint of not him starting in the playoffs. If he has to start a game in the postseason, things are going south. But from the standpoint of, can he be a leverage righty out of the pen? Like, Kirkering looks shook. Kirkering does not look like he has much confidence right now. Robertson, we've seen him recently take a step back. Do I think Buehler can do it? I wouldn't necessarily say I do, because he's never really done it. But at the same time, they might need another righty out of the bullpen that can be a leverage type arm if Robertson falters and Kirkering continues to pitch the way that he does.
I try to be a Kirkering guy. He makes it tough.
Yeah.
He really makes it tough. He's got great stuff, but it really does look like he gets off his mark so easy mentally.
Well, and Gelb had a story the other day where he has already talked about 2025 in the past, and he...
Wait a minute. Kirkering has referred to 2025 as the past?
Like he's saying, like, basically, like, this, like, the season. Like, okay. It's about already a finality to it.
Okay.
It's been a disappointing year for him. And he said that when he gets in the game, he looks at his movement and sees how his stuff is playing. Like, so that's... That's
so
a class.
Mentally, he's in his own head.
Yes. So that is one to kind of file away and monitor as we head into the postseason. And then Rob Thompson confirmed what Dave Dombrowski said with us, that Trey Turner is going to be good for the NLDS, and hopefully he plays in some games this weekend. And I thought this was a funny thing. Trey said he did not watch the Phillies celebrate in the NL East from home. He was too jealous.
Oh.
He half joked. According to Ty Daubert. But you know he was definitely...
Well, and it was late, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was like 1:30 in the morning.
I don't think I watched it.
No, I saw it the next morning.
Yeah.
Well, good to have Trey back. I would like him to get a few at-bats before the NLDS. I think that would be... I mean, it's been 2 weeks for him. So him getting some at-bats would be smart. All right, 215-592-9494. You know what else would be smart? Calling Guida. What can they do for you? Replace your old drafty windows. Did it for me. Almost every single window in my house, front door as well. Guida has been doing it for years upon years upon years. Happy customer after happy customer after happy customer. You call Guida now, take advantage of their buy one, get one half off sale before winter gets in here and that cold air starts going through those old drafty windows. For every door window you buy, you get a second one at 50% off. Mix and match as you'd like. Get a front entry door, get a half off a window. Get a window, get half off a storm door. Mix and match. The more that you get, the more that you save. Start your project with no money down and take up to 18 months to pay it off interest-free. This offers for a limited time. There are restrictions. You want to get all the details? You call 877-GO-GUIDED. While you're on the phone with him, you set up a free no-obligation in-home estimate. Or go to goguided.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com. Furry Bruce in D.C. You're on WIP. What's up, Furry Bruce?
Ike, Spike, Jackie Baseball. How's everybody doing this afternoon?
What's up, Furry Bruce?
Hey, I can't call. Down in the ATL enjoying my lemon pepper wings and being fun police with the grandkids.
Oh, wait a minute. Hello. Are you getting lemon pepper wings at
the Magic City?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I'm on grandkids watch.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
You're not putting the wolf costume on and walking into Magic City. Get some wings.
No, not this trip. I don't have the bandwidth to do that. So.
Okay. All right.
No, but good convo, guys. About this issue with the Eagles. Spike, I do agree with you. The passing definitely needs to be incorporated more. And here's the reason why. Is because, to your point, all of the defensive corners, they're taking a play out of what our strong point is, and they have focused on taking away the running game. And it's been successful because of a combination of things. It's not only just because of the defensive scheme, but I think part of it is due to our offensive line. We got injuries, and they're just not optimally playing. And
happy birthday, Taylor.
Yeah, what's that?
No, that's Jack. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, it has to change up the approach for sure. It definitely has to change up. And we'll see where it goes. But it has to be situational. They can't go overboard with it. I think it needs to be situationally, and it comes down to taking what the defense gives you. So if we have the ability to run the ball, then run the ball. But if it changes up and we can't do that, they're putting eight men in a box. Then you throw the ball. And you throw the ball. It's just that
simple, Spike.
It's not rocket science. Yeah.
But I don't think it should be that difficult for Bruce. When do you back up? How long are you in Atlanta for?
I'll be back in Virginia on Sunday.
All right.
And then I'm coming up to Philly the following weekend. So hopefully I'm going to try to catch one of those games.
All right.
Yeah, we'll see. Keep y'all posted.
All right, Furry Bruce. Mm-hmm. Good to talk to you, bro. Do you have that audio of A.J. Brown? So Furry Bruce said something that people say a lot. And I think to an extent it is... It might not be actually how it works all the time. Something about taking what the defense gives you. AJ was talking about us having so many talented players that we can sort of dictate what the offense should be, not allow the defense to dictate what the offense should be. I guess there is some truth to the taking what the defense gives you. But I also hear what AJ is saying. Make them adjust.
Of course.
Right? I mean,
yes. That's what an offense is supposed to do, that it has the level of talent that we have. That's why I keep saying this idea that we have to play this conservative, just don't turn the ball over sort of football game. We don't have to do that. And that's what AJ is saying. And here's what I'm telling you. And we don't need to. This will become an issue at some point. If the idea is we're going to run the ball, we're not going to throw the ball very much. What I mean by that is that I don't know how long receivers want to play in an offense where they don't get the ball.
Especially, by the way, after what the second half looked like.
Yes.
If you're a receiver and if you're AJ or Devontae, and the second half went the way the second half went, mm-hmm. and then we go into the first half against the Bucs, and we are throwing 3-yard outs and running the ball into the middle of the line, they must look at the coaching staff, look at the quarterback, and say, what are we doing here? What do we have to show you? You know, we showed you.
Yeah, I guarantee you. Like, and this, and once they get a little taste of that success, how do you go away from that? So there had better be, if nothing else, the attempt to do it.
Just try.
Yeah, the attempt to do it. So, or what you'll wind up seeing is that eventually it will boil over in a loss.
And then that's when everyone will feel free to speak.
Yes. Yes.
It's harder to say it after a win. Yep. It's not so hard to say it after a loss.
Yep.
Anthony in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Ant?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Ant?
All right. I got something to say. You ready? So I'm a diehard fan. I love the Phillies so much and everything. So I'm going to say this. I think the Phillies will play the Dodgers in the NLDS.
Okay.
Win in four. They'll play the Brewers in the NLCS, win in five. And then they're going to play an American League East team, say Yankees, Red Sox, or the Blue Jays, and they're going to win on October 29th, like they did in 2008 on that Wednesday. And they're going to be partying down Broad Street October 31st, just on Halloween. And I'm going to say it right now, I'm calling it, I'm going to call my shot, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But if I'm right, I better get a shout out because I think it's true. I think it's true. This is the year.
Wait, we're going to win. Okay, we win the NLDS in four games. Then we're beating the Brewers in five? We're just breezing through the playoffs at that point.
I think so, man. I think this is the year. I have fully confidence in this team because of one thing and one thing only. They know this team won't be the same this year. So I just think, you know what? I think they're going to just bully every team.
Listen, it would be the same path, except a little reversed. They went Brewers, Dodgers in 08.
Oh, there you go.
And then faced an AL East team in the World
Series. Basically, they got to win it for Jack. They got to win it for Fritz.
For the fans.
And Fritz. Well, you know, you're the fans.
Well.
You know, they got to win it for Fritz. Win it for Zach, win it for Jack.
Sure.
In that order. All right, Ann.
In that order.
Can you imagine they just breeze through the playoffs?
No shot. Like, there's just no shot.
And your order of...
They almost did in 08.
Yeah, well, 08 was a cakewalk. They had tight games.
They won
the NLCS in five.
I was going to say they won every series in five, right?
Well, DS in four.
Oh, was that in four?
They owe me a run.
Well, yeah, you missed 22.
Was DS a five-game series back then, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I missed 22. I missed 23. I got stuck with that nonsense last year.
Yeah.
Sitting in the City Field watching you do a post-game show, watching Ike counting his money.
Yeah, smiling, running up and down the high-fiving Mets fans with Lindor home run.
Who was the basketball announcer you got to beat?
Mike Breen.
Mike Breen's cheesing, smiling.
I was cheesing for that one, yes.
Mike Breen, I never saw him so excited in my life.
I told Mike Breen, don't even look at me.
We got to, you know, come on. We're owed a run. Like, give us a run. All right, Jack, what is coming up in the top 5 of 5 next? Everybody's wondering.
So, Edmundo Sosa, 3 home runs last night. We haven't mentioned that.
I haven't even mentioned it.
Yep.
Got me thinking, because he's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Who are my favorite?
Everybody's favorites.
Who is my favorite role players in Philadelphia sports history?
I like the role player thing.
Who do you Kafka jerseys? You have...
No, not Kafka.
Right.
G.J. Kinney.
G.J. Kinney.
I was a Ross Gloed guy.
You always have been a role player.
Right? I have a Ross Gloed Royals jersey. Yeah, I love Ross Gloed.
It was money.
Yeah, he was. Dude, I'd love good to have him. Who doesn't want a Ross Gloed on their team?
I've been saying this team's a Ross Gloed away from winning a title.
He's like Harrison Bader in a bad mood. That's what Ross Gloed was. All right, top 5 of 5 is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.